Welcome back to Play It Loud Podcast. I'm Rich.
And my butt hurts.
Out of context, that could sound really strange. We've done a few of these today to kind of catch up because we've done several.
My tiny ears and my bony butt are struggling today.
And we've had to put these together.
And I've been very sick. I have not been able to.
She's gotten over COVID for the last week or so. And so this is our third one today. And so she's a little...
I'm a little stir crazy.
Yeah, a little stir crazy. And the studio's nice and whatever and comfortable. And she's got a blanket on because it gets a little cold in here. But today we are reviewing Bad Omens. They have two opening bands, I See Stars and Eras. We have a funny story about... Oh, Era. We have a funny story about that towards the end, which goes into... We're not going to obviously talk about it today, which we then went to after we did Bad Omens. 2 days later... we attended the Thousand Below, Holding Absence, and Census Fail show at the Hard Rock, not the Hard Rock, the House of Blues in Chicago. But this show was at the Salt Shed in Chicago.
Which we had never been to.
It is a fairly new venue.
It's in the middle of a horrible place.
By Lincoln Park, but it's by the Lincoln Yard.
It's like right at the beginning of Brainerd
North. It's on Goose Island. So right on Goose Island. It's right before Goose Island. You cross the bridge, you're on Goose Island. So it's just on the other side of the river. But it used to be the Molten Salt factory in Chicago. And they've gutted it and they've put this enormous...
I don't know what I was
venue.
Expecting, but I don't think it was that.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
It blew me away.
They have it. What was also cool is they had an outdoor area for people who weren't inside.
Correct.
With speakers playing the sound from inside, and they had like a little taco truck. And it was really cool. I would have been happy just sitting outside listening to that shit.
And by the way, I don't think you needed a ticket to be in there.
No, you didn't.
That was pretty cool. Like you could, because they didn't take our tickets
until
we got inside.
It was like if you were walking along the riverfront and you heard music playing and then
you
got
walked
to
around
like,
the building and you were like, oh, I'm just going to get food from the food truck and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to listen to the band because they had the actual sound.
Yeah, which confused me because I'm like, I know this song when we were walking in. I'm like, I don't remember the name of it and I don't know what band it is. And then I'm like, holy shit, I'm such an idiot. It's literally just playing the sound from inside.
Yeah.
Because I know I See Stars, but I don't like know their music. I've heard it on Octane. You know,
and we had tried to get down there before the start of their set and...
We got there right at the start.
Oh my god, it was so.
We just couldn't find parking. Was the issue?
We
got down there. We were making good time, and then we couldn't find any parking. We parked almost probably
five blocks away,
closer to almost a mile away.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know if it was that far.
My watch. I put my watch on before I left my house because I was recovering from COVID. Like I still didn't have my energy back. I wasn't really moving around a lot that week. And that was a lot for me. So I checked my watch.
It was the first thing that you really did.
1.8 miles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From the time we left the car to the concert. So we walked a lot. And there was a lot of stairs. So I will say probably about 0.2 of that is stairs.
So once you get to the venue, though, you can hear them on the you can hear them outside. It's kind of muffled.
You have to walk all the way around the venue
to get inside. That's maybe the only frustrating part. But once you get into that little alcove, that little eating area outside, that little...
and they have the cutest sign.
Like, yeah. So it has a little salt shaker and it says salt shed. But you get to that little open area, like a little patio, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's got a bunch of tables. And
it's like
a
little
food
bistro area.
Sure.
It's really cute.
And then you go inside the venue and it's all modern. All of it is
modern.
It kind
of reminds me of like a casino almost.
It's loft. It kind of reminds me of a, like if you ever go to somebody who lives in a loft building, it's, you know, brick and metal and all that. That's exactly what it is. They did a really nice architectural
job. They have
job.
Like two shops in there. One's like a music side where they have like guitars and probably some
They've merch from
stuff.
The salt shed.
They have merch on another side. And then they have all of the merch set up for the band.
Just as you walk through like the security and the ticket agents. Or the people scanning your tickets, you walk up the stairs and the merch is right there.
And they have like a million bars in this place on every floor.
Oh my God. I counted six at least. There was one on the main level, Like when you walked in to your
there,
right.
I think there were two on the main level.
Oh.
Two
well,
or three.
There's one down by the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So there's one.
There was one straight
two,
all the way in the back.
Okay. Three. Then every level. And there's three levels.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bar on every level. So that was, that's at least five. So there might have been six bars. And
there's
that,
bathrooms
and that,
on every level, which was fucking
and
awesome.
And what that doesn't even consider is the VIP seating or the premium seating. I think they call it something else, but it's like
was the
premium
seating. Was
that
the stuff seating. On the side?
Over on the side. So if
like
you're looking at the stage,
almost.
It's to the left. It's like box seats, but I think they're like party zones or something like
yeah.
that. So you can, there's a bar in there
there's
on
a bar,
each
there's
one.
There's a TV.
And there's a TV and there's a seating area in each of the three sections. Mm-hmm. But when you walk into the place, the sound quality is really good. There's an open area where like the pit area. So there's the standing room only, the general admission. And then there's a bunch of seats. The only complaint I had was that I thought once you get past the open standing room only area and you get back up into the seats, the stage seems a little small.
We had horrible seats.
And the sound quality
we
it
had
diminishes a little bit.
Horrible
oh, not only
seats.
Did we, well, okay. So let's go back to when I bought the tickets. When I bought the tickets,
I knew fully decided if we wanted to go or not, and I think that's why you weren't on there right at the start either.
Oh, I was.
Because you kind of forgot.
No, I was on there 15 minutes ahead of time.
Oh,
because I remember where I was. The I was working in a client's house, and I remember where I was when I bought the tickets, and I got on 15 minutes ahead, which people probably were on there 45 minutes ahead of time, which whatever to get in a queue. By the time I got on, I was in the queue. I was live. 7 minutes I waited after the 10 o'clock, you know, after 10 o'clock passed and the tickets went live or 9 o'clock, whatever it was. And I'm 7 minutes into it and there were three seats left and they were all a handicap, which the handicap seats, as you know, when you go to any sports event now or any concert, it's a folding chair is basically what it is on a platform.
At least it was cushioned.
It was. So I got two of the last three seats available. And so whoever got in there after me, they only had one seat available. And I think it was still open because nobody sat in it next to me. So I think I got maybe the last two seats available in the entire
place.
There
was an open seat next to me, and this couple sat like one chair each on the set of four that was next to me.
So we were in the literally last row possible that you could have sat in.
There was literally nobody behind us except standing.
There was standing room only behind us. Some people were standing behind us, but they might have been the people from those seats that
there
were
people
there.
That didn't show up. So I'm assuming that people bought tickets and then tried to scalp or resell
and didn't
get anybody.
Weren't able to do that.
Because I'm sure they resold
them for a lot
of money.
It was sold out in 7 minutes. Yeah, it was sold out in 7 minutes.
And let me tell you, I wouldn't pay more than like $100 for the seats that we, that seat, in that bleacher seating, I wouldn't pay more than $100 for those seats.
I paid a pretty penny for those tickets.
Which is ridiculous.
I think I paid about $80 for those tickets each.
I couldn't.
That's face value.
That was not good seats.
No, but it was a very sought after concert.
And the other thing that bothered me too is I knew somebody that was there. You know this because we talked about it.
Yep.
And they never checked his tickets. So he got to go standing room only and did not have a ticket for there.
Didn't have a ticket. How'd he get in?
Like, no, he had bleacher seats.
Oh,
so he would have
been
in front of us.
Gotcha.
But they just walked
Got
into
it.
The standing room. They didn't
Which
check.
Maybe they didn't. And maybe that's what it's for. Like, if you want to come down and stand in that throng of people, it holds 3,500 people. And there was every bit of 3,500 people there that night.
There was no room by the time Battle Womans went on to go in there.
Mm-hmm. No. The second band era, they're pretty good.
We didn't see any of IC Stars. We got in there as they were walking off.
Because they had a very short set.
But they're an old
maybe
band.
Six
this is
songs,
the first time they've
maybe.
Toured in a long time. Mm-hmm. And they sound every bit as they do when they're recording. They sound the
we
exact
same. We heard
them same.
From where we were. But
and you can hear them clear in the bathroom, too, which was nice.
Because they had the sound pumped in everywhere, which
and
was
so
nice.
And so they sound the exact same as they do recorded. So if you like IC Stars, they probably put on a great show.
Mm-hmm. And then Era came on, and I'd never seen them, and
I thought they were
pretty
good.
Heard them. They were decent. Yeah,
I thought
for they
were
not,
good. They
for
were
not
very,
hearing them before or knowing really much about them.
It was kind of confusing because I couldn't see the band, which is crazy because they were so close. I don't know if you realize how close they were standing because of all the stuff they had set up for Bad Omens or like preparing to set up. So they were like right in the front of the stage.
There might have been
and
7 feet
there
from
was
the edge
no
of stage
room.
To where they were standing.
No room.
To where Bad Omens stuff was set up. Because the way Bad Omens had their set is they have two video boards. So they have a video board, and then they have a platform where the drummer sits.
A huge
and then
platform.
And then, right.
It's
and then
probably
behind
like,
them, there's a huge video board.
Well, like 15, 20 feet
it,
in the
it
air?
Spans the entire stage.
It does. It goes behind the stage so they can climb up.
So a huge video board behind him and a huge video board under him. So it looks like he's kind of elevated. When they did like clouds and stuff on the video, it looks like he was just floating. Yeah, it just looked like he's in the screen. And then there's plenty of room
for them to
roam around. But the two bands prior to that, they didn't have that kind of room.
No, they did not.
And it looked very, very
shallow. Because Noah was everywhere on the stage. He reminds me of Ronnie Radke if he was calmer.
And then they were able to get up some steps or something to get up to the top too. So they had, the two guitarists were able to go up near the drummer and stand there, and you could kind of see their shadows, if you will, because there was no really lights.
Well,
that was the only thing.
Let's go back to Era for a second.
Well, hold on a second. The only thing I didn't really like about the entire production was you couldn't see them really. Everything was dark.
I liked that.
You really liked
that?
I did. You think it was by design?
We're not to Bad Omens yet. You're skipping ahead. You're changing the program. That's not how it works. Back it up. Charlie.
Bree is now the host of the show.
Getting ahead of yourself, buddy. So, Era sounds kind of like From Ashes to New, Memphis Mayfire, those kind of bands, very much. It was kind of confusing because I couldn't tell who was singing because you can't see from where we're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like we had said, there's video boards behind them. And I think they're...
But there were no video boards on during their performance. It just said Era.
I think their logo was the video board, though.
On the top, not the bottom. The bottom had a curtain on it.
The lighting, the way it was, you could see them. But I had no idea who the fuck was singing.
And it wasn't a very bright light. So it kind of looked like they had flashlights on them, really. I mean, that's the only complaint I have is that it just you couldn't really see. And maybe it was from where we were sitting. But you couldn't really see the band.
But it was
members.
Really cool. Their set was good. I thought it was good. For never hearing them before, mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty good. I was like, damn, I could probably see myself listening to some of their music. I haven't looked into it since we left. Mm. Because, again, I was still recovering. And so I wasn't in the greatest of moods that day. I was not excited to be downtown again.
Yeah, you're still tired and all that. So.
I was very tired that day. I didn't
really talkative on the way down there.
I didn't sleep well. The night before, so I was exhausted going into this.
Because you were just recovering from
being
sick.
And it was hotter than damn hell during Era's set in that place. And I was wearing a turtleneck.
You turned to me and go, you texted me. You said, are you hot? I'm like, I'm roasting.
Because I'm thinking I'm running a fever. So I'm over here like, holy shit, like I'm roasting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm texting
you and
I'm like,
sweat running down
hot?
My neck.
It was sticky. Mm-hmm. It was gross.
Humid.
It was
humid.
I felt clammy. It was gross.
Now maybe it's because we were so high up.
But then during Bad Omens, I didn't feel that way.
No, because the air came on.
It was cold up there mm-hmm. when Bad Omens came on.
Not cold like a Census Fail at House of Blues. We were right under the blower, but it was cold.
But I did enjoy Era's set. I don't know their music, so I can't give them a fair rating, but I did like it.
Mm. So they were on for 45 minutes, maybe?
They were on for a good chunk of time.
Yeah. And then there was a long break.
Yeah.
Like 9 o'clock, they got done. So Icy Stars was on until 8.
Yeah, they weren't on very long.
8:15, Eras went on, and they played till 9 o'clock. And there was a half an hour break. And that was, I mean,
it was like
nothing.
It was like a flip of the freaking coin, and Era was on. And then you're like, there was a pregnant pause.
Like 30 minutes, every bit of 30 minutes. It went from. It was from
9:01
to 9:29, so 28 minutes in between bands. And you're like, come on. You're like, I get it. I mean, and they were all set up. They were ready to go.
But they did have a lot to set up, so I do understand.
I get it, but a 30-minute wait, that's a lot. When you're, by the way, when we were sitting, not a big deal. You're standing down in that pit.
Oh, I was so grateful to be sitting during the show. I did not want to be down there during that show.
I couldn't even imagine how hot it was down there.
Like, that would have been a rough show because I was watching people fall during crowd surfings. People were not paying attention.
Mm.
Or maybe that was this last show. I don't remember. But it got crazy down there during Bad Omens. Mm-hmm. And I will say the majority, this is the first show that we've been to in a long time where I feel like it's predominantly people my age. It is young people.
I don't think that. So the last two shows that we've been to, which was Bad Omens, and then two nights later we went to Census Fail and Holding Absence and 1,000 Below. And we know that I was the oldest guy in the room because he said, how many Gen Xers are in the room?
There were like three people.
I raised my hand and maybe a couple of other people, but he was pushing 40. And he says, I feel old in this crowd. And so that crowd averaged probably 30,
but this
maybe 25
one,
to 30.
Like, people my age or younger were there. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a very young.
It was a TikTok crowd.
Predominantly female mm-hmm. crowd.
Sure.
And you can tell when people cheer uh-huh. if it's male or female uh-huh. or if it's a healthy mix. And it was predominantly female, which I get. People definitely, I know it's been an issue for them that people have been really sexualizing Noah Sebastian. I know that's been a really big issue for him lately.
But it also makes them hugely popular. So
but
who
they
cares
have,
how you get
they
popular?
Did get very popular. But I will say their show did actually blow me away. And I have this issue. I know you probably know this, but things that get really hyped, I don't like them. They could be the best band in the world. I won't like it if it's hyped up. Mm. And that's bad omens for me, because if you listen to the radio, especially Octane, which is like the only channel I leave on.
And they play them all
And they
the
play
time.
Bad Omens. Literally all the
I've
time.
Heard, I've
want
heard the
to,
death of peace of mind
I want
on
to
Octane maybe 300 times.
So Just Pretend was the big one
mm-hmm.
that was playing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was top on the charts, whatever.
Death Actually, I would go back to Limits. They started playing Limits.
And that one plays almost every fucking time I'm in the car.
And Death of Peace of Mind, Just Pretend. And they've recently started playing Nowhere to Go.
Yes, that just got integrated in their playlist.
About 2 weeks ago.
But I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to be so fucking annoyed at this show. Like, I don't know what to expect. Like, they're just going to be a bunch of guys. Cause they're a relatively newer band.
Mm-hmm.
And recently gained a lot of popularity. Like, recently.
Two albums, right?
Recently gained a lot of popularity. They've been together a while. Noah had tried out for other bands and all this other stuff, and they're new. So I didn't know what to expect from the show, and it definitely was not what was put on. So I was very pleasantly surprised. And you kept asking me if I was okay during the show.
Because you were taking it all in.
It was,
I think.
It was a big production.
They've been together since 2015. So, you know, he started the band with their guitarist, Nicholas Ruffalo, and bassist Vincent, how do you say his last name? Riquier? I don't know. Riquier. And then Joakim Carlson and Nick Folio, their drummer, joined them later. But they have three albums. They have Bad Omens, self-titled, and then Finding God Before God Finds Me, and then Death of Peace of Mind. So they have three albums, and they played on their set list 16 songs.
They fucking blew me away. They really did. And I...
From the beginning?
I didn't think I was going to enjoy the show as much as I did, because I've seen them all over TikTok. I feel like I've seen their show all over TikTok. I didn't even see the cusp of their show on TikTok. But people post them, because they've been touring nonstop for like a year. They haven't taken a lot of breaks since this album came out and they started touring.
Would you call them like an EDM rock band? Like an EDM hard rock band? I think, to me, I think that's what it kind of is. There's that, you know, DJ that very much electric vibe.
You heard on the radio when we were on the way home, because Noah was talking on the radio, and you heard him say that they tend to use a lot of production because they think it's really cool.
Right.
But
they get a lot of shit for it, too.
They do have a lot of their roots. I think they're one of the bands, because a lot of their older stuff isn't like this. I think they're trying to branch out. And
but I think it works for them. My point to that was going to be, do you think they have this, like, this DJ...
It's a unique sound. It's very more modern
in the
rock
sound. It's not pop at all. No. It's electronic. I would call it an electronic...
It's production. It's a very
rock,
productionized...
Hard rock show. Mix. I had very low expectations going in.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Because I thought it was just going to be like this.
It was really fucking
this,
cool.
Like everybody who's on TikTok, you know, there's a certain age that goes with that, right? Like I'm on it, but there's the majority of the users are very young. And so I thought it was just going to be just full of these late teenagers, you know, people in their 20s just... playing to these crowds, and I gotta be honest, it's one of the better shows we've been to this year.
It was really fucking cool.
The use of the video boards,
they
and
had
their
a production for
production?
Every single yes. song. Lights, yes. every single
All
song.
All choreographed.
Video boards yep. for every single song. Nothing was the same. Nothing was repetitive.
Like Wade,
when he did Just Pretend, the lights made it look like a jail cell. It was so fucking cool. I had... I was blown away by the production. And you have the complaint that you didn't like how dark it was. I liked that the focus wasn't them. I liked that it was everything that they wanted you to focus on, not just their face, not just what they were doing.
Maybe it was because they have like shadows on the video board. Maybe that's why.
Presenting. I liked it. I liked how dark it was, how in the mood for the songs. Where the lighter songs, they had the lights brighter. You could see him better. But when he was in song and in production, you couldn't see them because you were focusing on everything. You were focusing on the boards. You were focusing on them. You were focusing on the lights. Everything down to a T was choreographed. And it was awesome. And I know I didn't look excited, but that show was really fucking cool. And I'm pissed I missed most of the one song I really liked because I was in the bathroom because I thought they were going to have a longer break. I left in the middle of their halfway through the set. They play just a tape of what Miracle, is that what the song is? They play for a break for them.
Like a little bit, yeah.
So they played that like how Ronnie Radke before the encore, quote unquote, they play Last Resort on the video boards while they take a break, change. All
like
that stuff.
The video production, like when they did I Don't Want the Money, that was pretty cool. Like they had all the dollar signs back there and the money and the falling, you know, the falling dollars.
They had a lot of
all of that. And
they
that
had
was
a lot of confetti.
A lot of
show.
Electronic beats. And, you know, that was very produced, if you will. That song is very produced. But from the opening, from the production and the
being
choreographed,
the lights,
and
the
everything
confetti.
From beginning to end, it was just like you walked into a production and you were entertained.
They felt very manicured for a band that has not been this popular or around that long.
Been around 8 years, three albums. They don't have headlining. This is their first headlining tour, essentially. You know, huge North American headlining tour. They're sold out just about everywhere.
They are sold out everywhere.
Yeah, and you go and see this and you think, I don't know if it's going to be that good, right? Like,
I was not expecting this at all.
I think what really made their production, quite honestly, and you may disagree with me, but if they don't do the video board underneath and they don't do the video board above, I don't think it's nearly the same show. I think just on vocals and just on the music alone, it probably wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have walked away going, that was an amazing show.
But it was the lights too. It was everything.
I get that. What I'm saying though is without those video boards, I don't think it's the same show. And I don't think you walk around going, oh God, that was a good show, but it wasn't great. This was phenomenal.
It was a really good show. It sucks that we were so far away. I wish we were right behind the sound
booth. I was very impressed.
If we were right in those seats behind the sound booth, that would have been the perfect spot.
And I was probably one of the older guys in the room. And I was very impressed.
There were some older guys there.
Yeah, but
a lot of women, though. A lot of women, a lot of younger people.
It had to be 70% women, easily.
It was a lot of women.
The line for the women's bathroom was a lot longer than the guys.
It always is, though.
I know. But
when
still.
I went to 5 Seconds of Summer, there were virtually no men in there. And I was talking to this older lady behind me. She was there with her daughter. And I'm like, I just kind of want to go in the guys' bathroom because I've seen one guy walk in there since I walked up here. And I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
It's at Tinley, it's like that, too, to a degree.
So I was like, well, because the problem is people don't use their brains and realize that the stalls are open or there's more stalls. So they stand there and wait for the stalls that they can see to be open. It's like optic permanence for people. So if they can't see the bathrooms, they don't know where they are. They don't know if they're open or not. But regardless, there were a lot of young people there. And I was pleasantly surprised.
So I got Concrete Jungle on here. I'm trying to think of, let's see what I got here. Just Pretend. I mean, the video boards are constantly going behind them. Everybody's singing so loud.
That was another thing. So I had mentioned that in the last podcast about pitch and adjusting based on your vocals, how you're based on when you record or when you're performing. And he sang in different keys, and I thought it was a lot better. than the recorded versions. It was just the right pitch. It wasn't high like he does in the recordings, because those are hard notes to hit. That's a recording, right? You can adjust how you want to, but live, most of the time you're not going to want to hit those notes, especially if you're tired, you're performing nonstop. He did different keys, and it was amazing. I could recognize it, and I was like, wow, that's better. I like that. He does a different key in this. This is more of his even pitch. This is more of his general pitch. Whereas in the recording, it's very high pitch.
He's saving his voice.
But it's better, in my opinion, because it's consistent, and he can do this at every show. He doesn't have to worry about hitting those notes every time and voice cracking or whatever. And there's a lot of bands that do that, and they sound like shit. Because you can't replicate it all the time. But the keys he was hitting live were different than the ones they recorded, and I loved it. I loved the changes he made. It was very good.
Now, you're hearing the annoying ass fucking girls in front of us that were screaming every song.
I wasn't paying attention to the people around me as much. There was, except the one guy when I was trying to take videos, was sticking his hand straight up. I couldn't.
Yeah.
And he was tall, so it's not like I was just like, oh, I can just go over. Like, I was straight up in the air because I had to get it over his hand. But anyway, there's always going to be annoying people at these shows.
Yeah, it was, I mean, for me, not seeing them ever live. You obviously never saw them live.
Right.
I would say it's probably one of the top 10 shows we saw this year, easily.
I would agree. They were in the top half for me.
Very,
for
sure. Very, very much so.
I was very impressed for
I was impressed with the like venue. That. Like, it was the perfect mix. It was the perfect mix of venue and show, right, performance.
Do I wish we had different seats? Oh, fuck yeah. But did it alter the experience that much?
No.
Not really.
No. As a matter of fact, when you're sitting back there, you're kind of taking everything in, right? It's not all behind you.
Like I said, I wish I was behind the sound booth, not up to where we were, but like somewhere right around the sound booth where those seats were. That would have been like the sweet spot.
I took a picture and I posted it on Instagram, and you could just see the throng of people, all of the people down on the standing, on the floor, and you could see all the people in the seats, and then just this really big venue. And 3,500 people doesn't sound like a lot, but you put 3,500 people in that venue. And
everything
looks
closer
lot.
As you got closer. Like when we were leaving towards the end, we left right before the throne.
It got real close.
And you could see Noah. You could see everything. It's a very different experience from where we sat. But I still liked where we sat because I got to see everything. I got to see the lights. I got to see the confetti. I got to see everything.
And so, they just, to me, that venue, and giving kudos to the salt to the salt shed, it's like when the architects sat down to plan out how they wanted to renovate that place. They thought of literally everything. Like, if I was going to a venue and I wanted to see a concert, what would I want? Okay, I'd want a bar on every level. Check. I'd want a bathroom on every level. I'd want a nice bathroom on every level.
The only thing I wish is that they had an easier way to get up and down. Because you had to go through the entire side of the stadium.
Well, not only that, but there was ramps and it was very accessible.
But there were staircases, elevators. But you had they checked because there was a way to get to like better seating on the sides, so that those staircases weren't accessible.
Okay, but that's not a design detail. I don't think.
No,
that's
more of
detail.
How they run it during
right.
the show.
But they had the sound in every bathroom and every hallway. You can still hear. You're not just hearing it because it's there in the venue.
Like Gary does that.
You're
at the
hearing
casino.
It.
They have the speakers in the bathrooms, and you can hear it clear as day.
And that's a design thing, and it was really good. I really like that. And the boxes, the party areas, that was well thought out because it like little outcrop and a little outcrop and a little outcrop. So it wasn't distracting. Plenty of floor, standing room only, plenty of that. The seats were comfortable. Even the seats in front of us looked very comfortable. The sound, they on the ceiling, they had everything wrapped and all these banners so that the sound, thick banners, so the sound came back. I think because we were so far back, we didn't get quite the sound that we should have, and the stage seemed a little smaller than it might have been up closer, but I think they thought of every single detail on this place. So the venue gets an A+. Absolutely. Bad Omens, I'd give them a solid A. Maybe even an A+, just because
like a 97.
I don't know if they could have exceeded the expectations anymore, because I didn't really have high expectations going into it. I thought, okay, I'm going to go into this thing and, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out. And I really enjoyed myself. I really, 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 really enjoyed myself. And I find myself since then listening to a little bit more of their music and really maybe appreciating it a little more than I did previously. So any final thoughts?
If you can get tickets, go see them.